Alright, man, we'll go do this before Craig House.
Yeah! This one goes out to all my wizards!
Get out the
That's Earl Grey. DJ Nation.
Not fake news.
Pause.
Not fake news.
Pause.
Riffo. MTG. Crack House Podcast. Podcast.
Team Regenerate here again.
This is bad, nasty.
Alright, guys, we're going to talk about,
not that fake ass professor from Calarian Community College.
It's worldwide. Stop.
You can't beat me, so you want to be me?
This is Bubby.
Review on iTunes. You hit our Patreon account. Donate $1.
Go check out all of our social media: Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter.
DM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, we saw dick pics.
Fuck it, man. Send the dick pics to me.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Merman on the wall. Who's the greatest lawyer of them all? Why, Biffo, it's you. I know you listen to this shit. You know why? Because I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you want to be me? Always the innovator.
This dude listens to our podcast?
Yeah.
Seriously.
He left Star City, and he said he left Star City 6 months ago.
Hey, welcome, Tony.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
Parking lot.
Swahili Lord, Warlord Biffo.
And the Tony we're talking about is not Anthony, my missing son, but someone that worked for Star City Games that listens to this motherfucker. Why the fuck would you listen to us?
I didn't put two and two together on that one. You've been hitting me up on Twitter, and we're talking about Omnath and EDH, and I'm like... I saw that article you post on day recording. You guys posted that a couple days ago.
Next time we do fucking Webmander on fucking line, dude.
I'm gonna hit him up. I'll let him know. He'll hear this episode eventually.
I'm trying to fucking get into no pods with like legit players and shit, bro.
Why, man? You know what?
Because I don't want to embarrass nobody, bro. I'm just saying, dude.
Take the crown.
I just can't. I just don't want
to. I want to see that CEDH, bro.
Does the LSV play commander?
I think Gabby does.
Gabby does. She don't want to end up in a pod with Biffle, bro, just to get like fucking just embarrassed.
She needs to play with these. Oh, she doesn't have enough tattoos or a big enough ass.
Nah, I'm not into her like that. I'm just saying, you know, I hate to be a pro and then have to be like, yeah, I'm going to come and smoke this bowl. And some dumb fucking Mexican in a Raider hat just goes, oh, you haven't heard about me yet. You don't know who I am, the most electrifying EDH player to ever live.
That's me.
Oh, okay, my bad. What are we talking about today, man?
Oh, man, I don't know. What other news do we got, man? We kind of blew our wad on episode 361.
Yeah, I don't know. What else is there to talk about?
There's a... Damn, man, we...
No, I'm just glad we stopped it clean of you fucking doing a complete 180 on your view of the fucking reserve list. That's all I care about.
I'm not talking about unbanning all of them. Just take those fucking dual lands off.
Oh, man.
Because you know what? Because I'm getting tired of these motherfucking bitch-ass motherfuckers sitting there talking this shit. And you know what? Give them what they want. Let's see what happens when the prices are fucking double what they want to fucking pay.
You know what's going to happen, though? You and your motherfucking homeboys are going to try to sue Watsi, bro. That's what's going to happen. So, hey, remember that? Do you remember that? I mean, because I'm old enough to remember, like, a week ago.
I remember Pepperidge. I remember Pepperidge Farms.
I couldn't do it with you, Bob, but that's cool. Let's just move on. Let's just move on right now, parking lot.
All
right,
moving on.
Hey, she's stacked in the front too, bro. Just like she is in the back.
Who is that? Who?
Quit rubbing your nipple, man.
I can't look, bro. She's one of those. Never mind. Just turn around again.
You go back to the other side.
Hey, here's one of her dirtier pictures.
Yeah, she's tatted up, dude. Anyways, what are we talking about, man? People don't want to hear about Biffo fucking drooling all over these fucking tattoos.
That's instead of me going, ooh, let me get my voice like,
hey, thirsty.
I'm thirsty as fuck. What are we talking about? What the fuck?
You know what I'm talking about, man? I think I'm going to do it, man. I'm thinking about starting a Kickstarter to do a hot thoughts of magic, bro.
Hey, calendar. Isn't this motherfucker supposed to be on a calendar?
And she's still taking. She's still accepting submissions for the old school commander. The old school players.
Hey, when we have time, you know what, man? Just take your shirt off when we're down there at the LGS tomorrow or Friday playing the commander. I'll take some pictures of you, man. Playing with your titties.
Yeah.
Tasteful nudes, man. Send them.
Yeah, why haven't you? You said you were gonna do that.
Yeah, I need to take pictures.
We gotta get the time on the camera.
Borrow the camera.
I can just get my my old lady can do it. She'll just look at me weird, but that's fine.
Go out there to Hart Park, get in the water.
They better give you credit as parking lot from the MTG cardboard crack house. These women just to flood our new listeners right here, dude. Just be like, you know, I came here. For parking lot. That's what they came here for. Thirsty ass hoes, bro. Just all over you, ready to come by.
4 inches of steel. Got it
four
straight.
4 inches of steel.
So we can talk about how magic is dead.
Magic's walking dead.
It's never.
Magic is dead, man. With the release of all these new secret layers and all these new products and everything, man. The pushing back of on release day for Commander Legends. Yeah.
They pushed it back?
Yeah, we're looking November. I got a feeling they're going to push it back for December, too.
The whole set?
Yeah, release.
Not just fucking collectors and what was the other thing they usually push back? They give us the pre-release.
But the best thing about it, hit the local LGS up, man. Commander Green. MSRP is $20.
Shut the fuck up. Baby. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, bro.
We asked him last Friday when we were at the fucking shop.
No way, dude.
Because it's a spell book. Yeah, exactly. It's a spell book.
No way, bro.
Now, it all depends on what the LGSs want to sell it for.
Oh, okay.
On top of it. But
that's surprising to me, dude.
Our local LGS has already stated $20.
Man, he might change his mind. We don't know.
He ain't going to change his
mind.
I don't know. You want to know how many free fucking box topper expeditions he gave to fucking Ralph?
How many? God, man.
For five.
Damn, this was a baller.
Five. Because last Friday, he made $800 on the Magic community.
Oh, okay. So you know, he's just giving back.
He giving back to the people that give to him.
So what do you think about our other LGSs?
Well, the one's probably never reopening.
Okay.
At this fucking point.
They're open from 12 to 6, man. That's it.
12 to 6, 4 days a week, I think, or some shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're gone.
How much parking lot?
I hope the new place takes over.
What?
I hope they do.
You guys are fucking unloyal as fuck.
Oh, he's also looking at your game, man. 40K.
Is he? Dude, I can't have that, dude. I can't.
Speaking
I
of quit, had, I you've quit. Been to the shop. You've seen how big that motherfucking thing is,
dude. So the listeners know. A lot of the DJs have been getting into painting, dude.
Oh yeah, getting that itch, dude.
I've been thinking about it. I like legit thinking about buying a paint set, doing all kinds of stuff, and because I have a whole army that's not finished. I was even thinking about redoing the color scheme on that, dude. And I was like, "What am I doing, dude? What am I doing?" And then I just blame you guys. I'm like, "Just don't fucking do that." And now this motherfucker wants to start putting 40K in his shop.
Oh man!
Well, he's already stocking the new D&D 5th edition books, and I've been looking at some of the eyeballing some of that shit.
Too, did you get the Ravnica one? Get the Theros one,
dude. He got the new limited edition book for Icewind Dale though, and I was like, "Ooh, I want you."
It's a legit shop.
Yeah, my paint comes in next week.
And he just brought
I saw
in.
That.
Yeah, I got the brushes came in. You know, so much for Amazon Prime coming in next day shipping.
Your minis are coated in vape juice. Hey, how are you going to get those?
It's called,
he also brought in board games, too. Whole ass load of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the base set of Settlers of Catan. I was actually debating
on. You want the Marvel one.
You want the Marvel one?
Mm. Yeah, they're doing the Marvel Avengers. Not Settlers of Catan. Splendor.
Does he have Sari?
Splendor.
Hmm. Oh, man, I think they have an Avengers version of that.
What about Hungry Hungry Hippos? Hey, Parker, who do you
Hungry Hungry Wedges?
Who do you main on
Hungry
Hungry Hippos? Man,
I haven't made fun of Wedges Blue. Once, man.
Blue's OP and Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Always has been.
That's your main?
It's always main blue.
All right, man. So, get it together, crack house.
Let's go.
What's the topics today? I mean,
I'm already tired of talking about the new rakes, bro.
We got the new ban list out.
Oh, true. That's standard bullshit. I don't want to say.
So,
I've got some things I can say on this.
We know the new Omnath is out, man.
Four color
Omnath.
What do you know?
You didn't know?
Yeah, for real, bro. I'm not
so
fucking...
He didn't get the ban stick, but my boy Uro got the ban stick, which is funny.
Well, that's why. What, they're going to ban Omnath?
They banned him in Standard, but they didn't ban him in Pioneer.
Well, is he that nasty in Pioneer?
No.
I don't know.
He has more options for Pioneer.
That's what I'm saying.
There's more room to build around him, yeah. But Pioneer also has better graveyard hate.
But with Omnath, he's fucking like super, super retarded too, though.
Oh, yeah.
And what are you going to do, Parla? Yeah. Ban your fucking newest card so people that don't buy packs?
And they straight up said that it's still being watched.
When Omnath runs wild on you.
When Omnath puts you down on your knees, brother. What are you going to do?
They already said that, yeah, they're keeping an eye on Omnath, they're watching Lotus Cobra, and they'll
Lotus Cobra
update.
Too?
Yeah, well, Lotus Cobra in this scenario is kind of dumb on his own too.
You can abuse. The I would. Dog shit,
I would argue that between Lotus Cobra and Omnath, they were both close to the chopping block too. Like, not gonna lie, but because they're new releases, yeah. They didn't want to ban them. They said that.
Well, which is bullshit, man. They banned Smuggler's Copter.
Yeah, I know. They didn't take long to do that at all, but.
There's a whole different, you know, fuck hey, it. Bro. This is a whole different regime up there right now, bro. The rake was not even under construction back then, right now, bro. Right now, dude, is you said it's a backhoe now.
It's a backhoe now, yeah, bro.
Damn,
it ain't no rake, man.
Omnath, the Lotus
further
Cobra.
It gets to December when they release all these other fucking sets that are coming out. It's getting more and more money grabbing like you never could. Ever imagine.
Might as well be sipping King Cobra, dog, because that Lotus Cobra ain't going nowhere, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, Omnath is... I saw a screenshot of all the decks, man. One Dimir deck out of 25 was it. One Dimir, and it was like number 12 versus 24 Omnath decks.
I remember when I came back and everyone was just bitching. There's only 3 good decks in Standard and everybody plays them. Like, this fucking format sucks. It's broken, blah, blah, blah. Then it came down to like 2 decks after a ban. We're literally in a Standard right now where everybody but one guy out of 25 is playing. Like, one deck is it, bro.
You?
Your boy, parking lot, Omnath, fucking up everything, dude.
Like I told you.
Who the fuck is playing standard, though?
MPL obviously, people? Obviously, your boy Arenas? Otto and his crew down there playing fucking standard.
Since when?
About every Friday for the last 3 weeks.
Hey, they still been firing standard, though?
Hey, and they're firing standard.
They got splash shields to fucking...
Nope.
So you can still smell the stink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you keep... But it's easy to keep two people 6 feet apart, probably.
In his shop? Yeah. So, I mean, like, especially if he cuts it off at 8.
Doing pods. So probably, cause,
well, no, it's standard, man. So it's
standard, so it's 1v1.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They probably got
four people.
Two idiots at each table, each 6 foot table.
What's crazy to me is people are
still playing. No, he's still standard. Doing four per table, but he spread the tables out. He pulled out a bunch of the big hardwood ones.
Oh, the ones that
the 40K tables and shit. Yeah. He moved those out, and it's just the folding tables.
Man, that's sad because, man, well, not like the 40K players can go down there and do mass battles.
No.
You know what, though? On a 40K table, you can really kind of social distance if you really tried.
4x5? Yeah, all day long.
Yep.
Yeah, it's... And
there's no problem with that.
And I've seen... I saw a couple of videos online of how some places are doing 40K. They're even doing outdoor, quote-unquote, outdoor events. And what you do is one player's at the table, does all movements, rolls... And they just pass back and forth at the table.
So you just stand back and let them do their thing.
Yeah,
I'm going to stand right there while motherfuckers are moving shit around. Because if he's touching my miniatures and some... Hey, Biffo can test this. Sometimes miniatures come up missing.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, and dude, the shortest part on that table is 4 feet. You could literally stand back like an extra foot. That's stupid.
Oh, bro. I used to love it with my basilisks, man. With my basilisk. Because it was a guesstimate weapon. And since I know
that's how old Bob is.
Yeah, guesstimate weapon. I'd be going like 32 inches on a 6 foot board. And it'd be 30. It'd be 31 and a half. And fucking that blast template would fucking cover up majority of the fucking that team.
No one knows what you're talking about, Bob. But anyways, Bob is just saying he had a good eye for length.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, man, if you want to measure a 5 foot board, you gotta get a 5 foot tall chick and you gotta lay her next down to the board, man. You gotta cut the board exactly her height. she has to be naked.
All I got out of this was, who the fuck is still playing paper standard? That's what I was tripping on.
Some people, some places.
Standard's actually be, I mean,
it'll never go because Arena's standard, bro. So it's always gonna be here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at who's playing Arena.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Oh, no. There's another problem.
I don't know if you noticed, Bob. We're in a fucking pandemic, bro.
I watched your boy Bad Boy Gaming.
Why is he my boy?
And check it out. He was playing against one of his Patreon listeners, right? And he was ranking up even though he was losing. There's a glitch right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's a glitch.
Losses count for rank for some reason.
No, he's ranking up.
Yeah, yeah. They
lost.
Yeah, it's ass backwards. No, there is no losers in the current situation on the way Arena's working.
We're all winners.
We're all fucking winners. Hey, man, bro. You may not go up as fast.
A trophy, bro. Everyone deserves fucking dual lands.
I love it.
Reprint the dual lands.
We all deserve it, but people want to fuck up and try to sue people. I'm just saying, dude. We had a whole discussion about this.
It's just like Travis Scott. Did you know that motherfucker has a McDonald's meal?
Hey, funny story. That's what I had on my way here.
What'd you have, party?
You had a Cactus Jack.
I picked it up.
$6. You had the,
it wasn't
you
got bad. The, yeah, I got it on the app.
Yeah.
A Cactus
Jack. They call it the Cactus Jack.
The Nike shoes that he came out with, they're called Cactus Jack. So he has a special little symbol. It's like a cross fucking thing on it. And they're on the shoe. And I was looking at this. I go to McDonald's every morning, man, for my morning egg McMuffin, hash brown, and my large soda. That's my one soda for the day. And I'm looking, and this chick's wearing a McDonald's shirt, and it says Travis Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a Cactus Jack song. So, man, she just put that shit on it. That's fucking fake.
Fake ass shit.
So, for the last month, man, I've been going in there. I'm noticing more and more people wearing this fucking shirt. I'm going like, man, maybe it's a team thing. Nah, bullshit. No. Motherfucker has his own meal at fucking McDonald's.
Yeah, bro. How
you so you know what it is? It's a quarter pounder with cheese, a large French fry, barbecue dipping sauce, and a large drink.
No, but it has bacon.
Specifically a Sprite.
Yeah.
Oh, is a Sprite on there?
That's what he drank. That's what he eats when he goes to McDonald's.
Can I ask you something? Be honest with me, too. Parking lot, you can answer this, too. That McDonald's Sprite, it hits different, huh?
Never tasted it.
You never had it?
It hits different, bro.
The weird thing is you can have one of just straight-up fountain Sprite versus in a can or a bottle.
Yeah.
It does taste different.
It hits different, bro. Well, like
that reminds me of Domino's. Domino's Coke cans taste totally different than somebody else's Coke cans. McDonald's.
Is it Mexico Coke?
No, you can tell like the syrup is sweeter.
I don't know.
But you know the Coke manufacturers make specific styles for certain franchises.
No, I didn't know that.
McDonald's has their own formula of Coke. That's the reason why it doesn't taste the same anywhere else.
I don't know, Bob. I don't wanna not believe you because it always ends up biting me in the ass.
But he wants to argue and say, yeah.
Well, I'd say, why would they do that? You know, like a can one's hard for me to believe.
Because there for the longest time, McDonald's French fries were the best French fries in the world. Until they got rid of the salt. Right?
I thought they still salt their shit.
Not with the same type of salt. They use that low sodium, fucking fat-free, fucking gluten-free, fucking vegan type shit.
Vegan salt? Come on, Bob, relax.
But now, the funny thing is you go to Wendy's, they use a 7 MSG style salt on their French fries. And their fries actually are a little bit better than they used to be, but they're still not as good as McDonald's
fries. McDonald's fries are pretty fucking... The only ones I like better than McDonald's fries is like the fucking little camel burgers that we got here with the fucking crinkle cuts. Those are good.
Oh, the Frosty Kings?
Like Frosty Kings and all that shit?
Frosty King, Frosty Queen. Not so much the Frosty King on Stockdale Highway when they sold them to the Arabs, but when the original Chinese guys owned it, it was fucking good.
Hey man, you gotta relax with the Arab stuff. I had to go through some fucking training today.
Tell me about your training course today, man. So we're talking about sexual harassment here on the podcast.
We got a lot of it.
I can see it in your eyes, man. You're eye fucking me right now as we speak. You're squinting at me going like...
I'm always squinting. What are you talking about, bro? What's this shit? These are these shoes?
It's one of them. But that's where you actually can see the Catch Jack logo.
Is that what he calls himself?
Yeah.
That fool don't even know what McFoley is, bro.
You know what those shoes are worth? Like $1,500.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sold for $175.
He calls himself Cactus Jack. Well,
did?
Hey, you know what, man? They can't live up to the originals, bro.
I was going to say, bro. This fucking dude doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about. Oh, so they're just like retro ones? Just with like...
Well, he just didn't... Well, those have a hidden... compartment in the tongue or in the side right here, uh-huh. Weed compartment.
Oh man,
yeah, it's got a zipper in it.
There's those, and then there's the other ones.
They have fives. They have they got a couple of new ones coming out too.
There's only one Cactus Jack in the world of Biffo,
and his name is Mankind.
Or and then there's these ones.
Oh, these are way cool. Look at these, man.
Let me see.
Dude, you could dress those down with some khakis, or you could dress them up with a suit. Look at these, man. These are fucking great.
Oh, those are SBs.
These look like a fucking clown shoe.
Hey, man, those aren't magic shoes, man. That's not the J Swiss.
So that's what we're doing, huh? We're talking about French fries and shoes.
Man. What about your sexual harassment show, man?
Oh, yeah. I had a little fun time today. Sorry about being late today, parking lot.
Hey, because, you know, today's kind of slow. We shot our wad, man, in the last episode, so...
Shot your wad.
Yeah, I mean, we
I could talk about whatever, bro. I could talk about whatever. But anyways, I was late today because I guess I'm pretty sure everybody that listens to this that has a job knows. You have to... Hey, did you guys have to do it? Sexual harassment training?
I never have. What? Never have at the hotel, no.
Oh, man, I'm going to call. I'm going to call.
But, that, but here's the reason why, in my opinion. We don't have an HR department anymore.
You guys don't?
No, they got laid off because of COVID.
They laid off HR?
They laid off HR. They laid off accounting.
Oh, shit.
Now so the GM is the one who's directly handling literally everything right now.
Oh, man.
So all the bullshit's going through him.
He's HR / GM / accounting / shift leader.
Shift lead in the morning, yeah.
/ clerk / parking lot's boss.
But yeah, my boss's boss, which I don't know how the fuck crazy, my boss is still fucking there.
Well, anyway, so like, so we had to do that shit, the sensitivity training and shit like that. You know what's the fucked up part? This is that I know we're fucked up, bro. Like, it's going on there, and it's kind of sad. Like, it's talking about, because you know how he said it, we're talking about the Frosty Kings. He's talking about Arabs, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they're talking about like a Middle Eastern dude. Like, they do like little scenarios and stuff. And I was like, who even works with these kind of motherfuckers, bro?
Hey, did it offend you?
It did. It fucking did. That's what I'm getting to. Like, Bimbo's like, damn, that's kind of fucking cold-blooded, asshole. Some motherfucking dude that looks like parking lot. And another dude that looks like, what's his name? That used to go to the store with the big beard. Real cool dude. From Hickey's like brother-in-law. So it was like you and him going in there, and there's like this young Indian dude or whatever like that, right? And you're over there with your fucking hamburger getting ready to eat, and the guy's like, you got a lunch table with him, and the guy goes, oh, I'm sorry, man. Does this offend you? Like, because I guess it's meat.
Yep.
Yeah. Meat. And the guy's like, nah, you're good. Oh, okay. Because, you know, here in America, you have to get used to people eating burgers. I was like, oh, what a fucking dickhead, bro. And you know what he does fucking lot? The motherfucker gets a piece of tomato, and he puts like a dot on his forehead, dude, to make it look like he's like, dude, this guy's a piece of shit. I was thinking, like, man, who even works with people like that? So
dude, that would have been me,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I know that too. But like, Bob, what if someone's like fucking really coming at you like that, dude, on a fucking lunch break?
I would have laughed my ass off, bro.
I would have laughed too. I was like, that's what I'm saying. But like, I guess you can get in a lot of trouble for that shit now. And then, anyways, at the end of my training sensitivity shit, I was just thinking like, man, I'm such
a. Hey, did you get a certificate?
No, yeah, but and I guess in case somebody fucking audits us, I got it. But fucking, I was thinking. I'm such a piece of shit, bro. Like, straight up piece of shit. Oh, thank you, man. I needed these. Yeah, it's going to old school. I'll get the other one online. And then, so I was thinking, I was like, man, dude, we are straight pieces of shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned fucking the Punjabi red dot thing.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with my dad not too long ago, because we're... Me and my dad work at the same hotel. He actually got married at that hotel years back. I was little. I was probably 7, 8 at the time.
Your dad got married?
Got remarried, his third wife, whatever. Okay. But I specifically remembered seeing a couple, like an Indian family, red dot Punjabi family at the wedding. And I'm like, we're not related to anybody like that. Like, so I had to ask him, do you remember that? And he's like, oh, yeah. It came up because they didn't realize that this was a private event, and they just walked in and sat down and started eating.
Hell yeah.
And my dad was like, at the time, he was like, hey, I get it. Like, it's a hotel. We were busy. There's a big event. They thought this was the restaurant. We just ignored it. Like, it was whatever. And I'm like, so I'm not crazy, though. I do remember that from being a kid. He's like, yeah. It's like, I knew that stood out for some fucking reason in my head.
No, you guys didn't know
that. And it was like fifth cousin. But I never, yeah, exactly. Like, what fucking cousin? Like, you know, this racist asshole that I grew up with my whole fucking life, grandfather being a Klan member, like, you know, what the fuck? what is this? He's like, yeah, we just didn't say shit.
Grandpa was in the Klan?
Yeah, he was.
Shit? Fucking parking lot.
Old school Klan member from Porterville.
Every day. Dog, he would have fucking loved seeing who you hang out with.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's coming here right now.
Well,
he's rolling in his grave right now.
He cleaned his act up in the last 10 years of his life, and he started turning around. No, he didn't find God, but he did clean his act up. He even donated his fucking robe out to a museum and told them to not have his name connected to it.
Oh, wow. Dang. I was going to say, man.
He was like, he's done. He gave it up. He was part of the group that put up the sign in oil though. There's actually a picture with him. Oh, he was a welder. He was a welder. He actually helped put up that sign.
The After Dark one?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
He started the Porterville chapter.
Oh, did he?
Way back in the day.
Amen.
Way
brother.
Back in the day. And the stories this man told on his deathbed would have had him in federal prison.
Yeah.
Like, it was some shit. It.
You're the problem with this country parking lot.
Holy fuck. My dad did. It's all, we have it all in audio recordings.
Can I write a book about it?
There's some shit in there.
I'm gonna tell your dad.
Canadian women
hanging out with Mexican
guys. The Canadian when he worked in Washington, the Canadian girls he would bring back over.
Hey. Canadian people are way better than us, bro.
Hey, they got free health care and dental. Their teeth are still fucked up, just like nice. Brits.
And they have Brett the Hitman Hart.
Yeah, true.
They used to have Owen Hart, but
it was gotta go there, eye man. Opening, to say the least.
Remember when he was the Black Hart?
Yeah, the King of Hearts. Remember that?
Yep.
And parking lot. Look at you now, hanging out with Mexicans and gays and blacks and who else is? Hey, we have a diverse group.
No, man, we're racist, misogynistic, homophobic.
We live up to that.
30-something man babies.
Yeah, that's true. We live up to that.
But yeah, again, definitely live up.
We
with
do
it,
have
man.
A diverse group. Man, we got it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what, man? People don't see that. They just see me as a racist. They see you as a racist. They see him as a racist. Especially now he has a skin in his head shape.
Yeah, now that bro. I'm a fucking skinhead.
I'm a fucking proud boy looking motherfucker.
I did it for the health of my skin, all right? Shit.
Why are you wearing a yellow and black? Oh, I just realized that you're wearing a yellow and black fucking polo.
Yellow?
That's what the Proud Boys wear.
Yeah,
I didn't see no yellow. I saw black. I didn't see yellow. Then again, I'm partial colorblind, so whatever.
All over Twitter, they're gonna blast the Mayan parking lot, the Proud Boy.
Hey, the funny thing is, they say it's a racial, it's a racist group. Yeah, I've seen a lot of black guys that are doing. They're in the same fucking group.
Really? I don't know that.
Oh yeah.
Well, this is not the Proud Boy podcast. This is the MTG Cardboard Crack House, bro. What? I'm really bummed about Commander.
You know what was bad? We show up to the new LGS, man. I'm flying my colors. Nobody else in that motherfucker was wearing theirs but Brad.
Was it a meeting?
No. But I'm just showing my colors to fucking, hey, I'm here to show that I'm part of the demonic consultants. And
I'll wear my shirt if I go down there. That's cool. But anyways,
don't worry. I'll make up for it. I'll make up for it tomorrow or Friday.
Hey, got out of the truck, man. All the fucking drug dealers saw the fucking
hey,
fans.
Dang, I know. I started laughing when we were out there being parked.
So every time I went outside, I went out front and I'd vape a little bit. And no. I see the fuckers cross the street. No. And I'm wearing my security uniform because I got to go to work after that. And they give me an eye like, oh, shit, they got security now. What the fuck? And I'm just like, boy. I'm just standing there just like, whatever, look around a minute.
Hey, he's going to wear a security shirt with his fucking vest.
Yeah, no shit. Is that Tank Abbott?
And I'm just going to slip back on inside and do it all over again.
That was the funniest part when we showed up there. I haven't been downtown in a minute, dude. Like in a minute. And the first thing we see out there, the fucking two dealers, and then across the street, some dude was going to beat some fool's ass in that car.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? He came out of that fucking motel.
Oh, no, man. I found out that night a prostitute got stabbed over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But she fucking survived.
Was that?
She's back out on the fucking street. Bro. She's got like 38 staples in her fucking chest, man.
That's a real worker, bro. Hey,
the thing is even the drug dealers won't fuck with her.
Yeah?
Because they said that she's a crazy bitch. She'll cut off your balls.
yep, and there we
are. Is she making through that? I don't blame her.
Some dude about to get shot across the street. Some dude dealing crack right next to us, and then fucking we're out there hitting it. Good old Bakersfield, bro.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Good old Bakersfield, bro.
It's right next to the Mint. And right down the street from the fucking tattoo shop.
Come see us.
Yep.
We got everything.
We got it all, man. If you want meth, we got it. You want coke, we got it. Some dude tried handing me a fucking sack of weed yesterday. He's like, yeah, man, I found this. And I'm looking at it. I mean, dude, it was three fingers fucking big. I mean, it was...
Damn.
But it smelled like fucking straight dirt.
Well, I don't think he's gonna be giving shit.
It was stress, man. It wasn't it's fucking anything stress. Good. Oh, man, you remember those back in those days, man? When he used to
fucking word, dude. You're so old, bro. Well, you know what the sad part is? I remember some old too. What do you guys call it now? Parking lot? What are the kids saying?
So what do you call the most shittiest weed now out there?
Mexican dirt weed.
That is straight up. We call it Mexican dirt weed too. We also call it stress. We call it premature skunk. Yeah.
Stress skunk. Premature dirt weed. Just dirt weed in general. Yeah, that's
yeah, because the dude handed it to me. He's like, you want it? I was like, nah, man, I don't need no more new friends.
Fuck.
So, guys, we got Patreon. It's for us a little book, man. You get added to the DGen chat. This episode kind of went by, and we just kind of talked about shit.
Yeah, anyway, from McDonald's fries.
How far are we in? This felt short.
Huh?
It's 32 minutes in, dog.
We got to come up with something to talk about. Yeah. Shit.
We already talked about
it. No, we, like you said, blew. Yeah, we did blow our load already.
The thing is, man. There's not really much going on in the Magic world right now. And we didn't play D&D this last week, so...
We don't even have that to talk about. The only thing...
D&D this week.
I don't know. I showed
Saturday
up.
Night?
Oh, yeah.
Saturday? All right.
I wants to play.
Gotcha.
I wants to play.
I might show up. I don't know.
Hey, you know you want to show up, man. You
want to fuck you. You're going to show up. Well, I know we'll have shit to talk about after the 12th. The 12th. Commander Legends starts the 12th. Fuck. For spoilers. And then by the time the 12th rolls around, the stupid Walking Dead's already been there, bit come and gone.
All right.
So,
you demonic consultants that listen to this podcast, all you local boys and chapters out there across the United States, we will be having a general meeting next week.
Yeah.
It's been a while. That means if you're going to, we'd like for you to zoom in to the general meeting. We're just going to discuss what's going on with the Tournament of Terror. If you any old school players out there and you want to get in on the Tournament of Terror, we're looking at having a few laptops set up with cameras so you guys can zoom in, play other players to see about maybe getting some shit.
Yeah, some webcam games.
Exactly. So I know a few of the people are getting their shit ready. I'm just probably gonna. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about building that blue black mill. Or hand destruction.
Okay, all right. I'm probably setting up the same shit that I had last time.
Either that, or I'll play Tony's fucking.
Tax Edge.
Yeah.
I'll be playing the same shit I always play. But a different version of it now, parking lot.
Ooh.
Playing Pink Weenie, but I'm going more on the red side now. So watch out.
So dark pink, got it.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, he's going sweet pink.
Sweet pink.
So, all right, guys, we're on Facebook. We got Instagram. We got Twitter. Parking Lot's on Twitter. So is I Am Not Parking Lot.
Yeah, go ahead. Make sure you guys follow I Am Not Parking Lot. He's way funnier than Parking Lot.
No, you need to follow the real thing. Did we Sean.
Do a shout out?
No, I don't think we have yet.
Yeah, we also got Patreon. For as little as a buck, man, you get added to the DGen chat. You get to talk to us, which is, you know, for a buck, man, you get to actually, we do talk a lot in the fucking DGen chat. I've been not posting up as much, you know, risque style pictures lately, but I'm just saving some for later.
It's been a lot of buying reserve revised dual lands.
Yeah, got a couple leads on some reserve list lands.
If you get in on the DGen chat, man, you'll get access to the guys talk about buyouts. We're not talking about stuff like Rudy buyouts or anything else. It's stuff that we're looking at that is hot, and it's like, hey, 9 times out of 10, you guys are going to make a little bit of money. Not $1 million, but if you make a few bucks here and there, you know, like when I told everyone to buy Lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 20-some-odd dollars now for that motherfucker.
Damn.
So, guys, this is I'm not Earl Grey.
I am Parking Lot.
This episode, I guess I would be surprised if some dude has the fucking nerve to call himself Cactus Jack and his real name is not Mick Foley. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, Biffo.
Damn, dude.
Fuck that fool. I don't know that fool. Fuck him. Fuck him. Neither do I. Fuck him and Ronald McDonald for fucking doing that collaboration or whatever like that.
You gotta go eat that food, man.
Fuck no. I'm boycotting McDonald's now because of that shit.
But you're not gonna boycott Secret Lair?
No, hell no. No, hell no. I'm bringing it up. The rake, brother. The rake.
Like buy two, flip one. Got it.
What you doing on our turf, punk?
Got a message for Smokey.
Give it.
You a Smokey man?
Give it.
If you ain't Smokey, ain't your motherfucking message.
You know, what can we, the Lords, do with a punk like you?
Kiss my ass, motherfucker.
Burn him.
I put trademarks around your fucking eye.
Bambino niggas who swipe this, deluxe rap cavaliers, bitches who still biz, give me a sit back, jollying. My team be gaming like three club rallying, drugs, Somalians, polying, nitty rap, stay crocheting. Ayo, iron, these niggas portraying, but half be paying for real. Slide on these niggas like fresh piss, Caesar face now. Usually tough grenade, throw play, fuck getting laid, guzzle this shit like Gatorade. Day to day, Wally's have never half swayed, connected with the high stylist, stunt, light up a chalice. I run with nothing but the wildest phallus. Come on now, long dick style, niggas. On the hit out, hey yo, I ain't bite my spit out. Eventually, bust a rap gun mentally. But doing this century, kid, shit's meant to be. Get on your knees and bless me with a gym in the Caribbean. Skiing off white beam. Snatch Canadian cream with Scandinavians. Palladium style, play it like 32 Arabians. The greatest lesson is don't owe. You might get stolen when I go bury me with below on.
Calling me, let me get mine first. Then I gotta get mine, let me do what you want to do.
Show enough, hit the bank and thrust. Who Nordica's Jamie Summer got trained on the tour bus. We upgrade, swallow raw eggs. Read the label, hitting white label. Left the winner bagel, unstable, smooth sailing. Walked in, my earth start nailing, started stealing. I'm too ill, she revealing at the ball. Leg kicked up, Mac, Max motion. Michael Bolton, magazine quote, I'm too potent. Louisville, mixed painkill rap. Fuck Benadryl, Laval, and Alice Bar sounding ill. Tremendously obnoxious, no blotches. My telephone watch, leave bartenders topless. Dead on the prosecutor, smack the juror. Me and my girl will run like Luke and Laura. We sit back on Malayan nouns, sipping mixed drinks out of broke coke in the bowls. We wildin'. Sit back, jollyin'. Sit back, jollyin'. Sit back, jollyin'. My team be gaming like three club rally and drug Somalians. Pop, sit back, jollyin'. My team be gaming like three club rally and drug Somalians. Rallyin'.
Meditation, sound orientated, war the blizzard. Rap paramedical, the wizard. Capadonna, never catering to none. My microphone in three verses, way a ton of slaughter. Your order, 5,000 back across the water. My laboratory story, keep me flowing with the glory. Acapella, a deep, dirty instrumental. I could blow the sky like the stormy wind blew. 1 gallon of Allen Park Hill profiling. I cut your face above 50 short, why you smiling? For violating my position, I leave you smoke like a crackhead on the mission. Two totes of mic, dope, one stroke of elegance. Rated like the movie Graph, thick-toed intelligence. Person to person, it'd be hard for you to take a trophy. You're better off to get somebody out to try to smoke me. Cause I'm P-L-O-T-K-O every day. Dancehall general, party fanatic colonel. Capadonna, sauna, old school, disco infernal. Veteran for rapping with a new set of ruler hard rapping. 96 job, I keep the live crowd clapping when I bow. All praises due to stat now. I spark the mic and silence, bark the methical. Every evening, I have a by myself meeting. Thinking who's gonna be the next to catch a beating. From my mental slang and vision, rap twist upon the warfare. I brutalize all competition, catch hell here. Chance them, that's what they said, threw up a ransom. I jacked it, stripped the beat naked, packed it, give me my words.
Where I want to get them, I want them got. I want them laying out, I want them got. Cause niggas need to be got. He need to be taken off of here. That's right.